Whenever I stay at a White Lotus, I always have a memorable time.
That is from season 2 of HBO's The White Lotus, and the show's gotten plenty of buzz since its finale this week. Critical accolades, Golden Globe nominations. But is this show about wealthy, misbehaving people in remote, expensive resorts, is it really worth all this love? For more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Yeah, I sense your answer to this question in that question. But I guess we'll get to that.
Never been a very good poker player. But by all indications, this season 2 of The White Lotus has been even a bigger hit than season 1. It has a returning character, the aging jet setter Tanya, played by the wonderful Jennifer Coolidge.
How was your caprese?
I was told that the cheese here was made by a blind nun in a basement.
That is a short taste of the black humor the show is famous for. What do you think is driving the popularity of this show?
You know, obviously on the surface, there's the being able to hang out in these wonderful locales and the setting is wonderful. And you get to see these wealthy people being very dysfunctional. And if it's the type of humor that resonates with you, then it's something that's kind of, I guess, delicious to watch. You know, we have Tanya, who is the only character who came over from the first season. And, you know, she is this sort of aimless jet setter who's looking for love. And she's in this marriage that doesn't seem to be working. And then we have these two couples that are a little younger, who the guys were friends in college. And there's all these clashing egos. And, you know, the couples are very different. And they have a journey. So there's a lot of different stories. They're all exploring the different ways that privilege kind of plays out amongst, you know, Americans. And it's in this beautiful setting. So I guess that appeals to a lot of people. I don't know.
I mean, there are a lot of successful shows that basically show us rich, mostly white people behaving badly. But to my eye, the first season leaned a little more hard into the idea of the staff of the resort kind of commenting on the behavior of the guests. What was this season really about?
That's always the question. You know, is there much of a larger message to this show, or is it about showing us these funny, sometimes dark, sometimes very dry, comedic moments between all these different characters who are bouncing off each other in bizarre ways? From my standpoint, I think the larger message of the show is kind of dispiriting. And basically says, you know, privileged people will act out and the rest of us just have to suck it up and deal with it.
And that we're supposed to find it entertaining, right? We're supposed to
laugh it off. But, you know, rich people behaving dysfunctionally has been entertaining for a long time. And I'm a big fan of Succession on HBO, which centers on that as well. But this show is much more focused on the idea that there's very little that those of us who are not wealthy can do to counter what they do. We have to accept it.
There are going to be many people listening to this who love The White Lotus, and that's totally okay. I would imagine most people might disagree with us. Everyone has their own tastes. But if you're saying that White Lotus is a show to avoid, can we talk about a show that's worth watching? You say people should be paying more attention to Last Chance U on Netflix.
Yeah, you know, I really love this show. It, you know, and in a lot of ways, it is the absolute antithesis of what The White Lotus stands for. If The White Lotus is this show that sort of focuses and even elevates the foibles of wealthy people, Last Chance U is focused on these young men who are in the junior college system, these athletes who are really, many of them are on the margins of society. It focuses on the basketball team at East Los Angeles College. And many of these guys have played at more successful, better known colleges, but they had problems. They had bad grades, or they had trouble fitting in, or they had tough personal lives that made it tough for them to compete. You know, one guy was essentially homeless. Another guy had a kid very young and is struggling to connect with his child while also trying to build a career as a basketball player. So the idea is they go to this junior college and they compete in basketball and they try to show recruiters for better programs that they're actually good and they're worth a scholarship and another chance. And so these guys play every game like it's the last chance that they have to reach for success, because in many ways it is. And I find these seasons absolutely compelling because it's so much about the class system in America and about people who are in the underclass trying so hard to get out of it and build a life for themselves. And all they can depend on is this talent that they have to play basketball, but there's all these other things in their life making it so hard for them to make the most of that talent. And to me, that's just an amazing story and something I would much rather spend time with than, say, The White Lotus.
Me too. That is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.